you have to take what you want from what you don't want. There's an exception to that. And that is peeling fruit, taking wrappers off of candies, because since it's impossible to get to the food without taking off the outside, it's not called borer. That's called access. You're not separating or selecting. You're accessing the fruit. So you can take off the peels of eggs, eggshells, peels of fruit. There are all those, what's it called, and anything that totally covers the fruit or the candy or whatever it is that's wrapped up, for sure this applies to. There's a shaila whether it applies if it doesn't cover the whole thing. So you conceivably can access the food without taking off that, like a label on the challah. Can you pull the label off the challah, or is that boring? You're taking what you want, what you don't want, from what you want. Or no. The one way of looking at it is, that piece, that part of the crust, you're not going to be able to eat unless you take off this label. So for that specific part, right, it's a cover. Conceivably, anything you can access the fruit without taking off the peel. You can take a banana, cut it in half, and pull out the banana without taking off the thing. That's not the normal way of eating. So therefore, there's a svara to say that even matbikot, challah, or whatever, you could take off. However, there, since you could really get to that piece of the bread without taking off the matbikot, by cutting off everything around, right, and that is normal, it's better not to pull off the matbikot, but to cut it off with a little bit of bread, which we'll get to in a second. That's a way of getting around borer, by taking the good with the bad. But otherwise, where it covers it completely, that's okay. Now, that means also, if you want to eat chicken, and you have a chicken that was not prepared well, it's not a clean chicken, so there are all these hairs and feather ends in it, you're allowed to take out the feather ends, because it's no different than taking off the skin, or taking off any other kind of covering, while you're eating. In other words, b'shat achila, it has to be done. You can't do it before. To do it, what's it called, close to the meal or while you're eating. Okay. And next.
If someone doesn't want to serve chicken,
that looks like that. So, you can do that too. Also, you're allowed to wash off fruits and vegetables, even if they have noticeable dirt on them, because the dirt covers them. I mean, it's not to cover them completely, but it covers them in a way. You can't get to the fruit. So it's like taking off the peel, taking off the dirt. Right. However, you can't put them in water and let the dirt rise to the surface. That's for sure boner. But to take them under the faucet and wash them off, that's okay. It's like washing dishes. To wash the stuck things that aren't stuck to the dish, for sure you can take off. It's not boner because it's not mixed in with the dish. The things that are connected to the dish are stuck on. The chari shouldn't be allowed to take them off. It's boner, separating it from the dish. Right? But since now it's on the dish, you're allowed to wash it off. That's called washing. That's not called boner. Right? So you're allowed to wash off refuse that's stuck to dishes. You're allowed to wash off refuse that's stuck to fruit. At least the Moshe Feinstein holds like that for sure. Now when it comes to taking pits, so there are certain pits that cover the whole fruit, like water, like honeydews, cantaloupes, and what cantaloupes were, but whatever, the melon, whatever they call it here. Right? It has pits in the middle. And l'chora, to get to the thing, you have to take off those pits. Most shittas hold, you can just take the pits off. However, that's the majority of them. Some of them are stuck to the... There, you should take a thin layer of melon together with the pits. Or eat the melon and spit out the pits. So you're taking what... You're doing it b'shat achila, you're taking what you want from what you don't want by eating the thing and then spitting out the pit. But the majority of pits that are just lying there, they can scoop up with a spoon. You can take those off even with a spoon. Or you can shake them off or whatever. Other kinds of pits, like watermelon seeds, they don't cover the whole thing. And you could eat the watermelon, conceivably, without getting to the pit to begin with. There, it's better. There are sheets as a whole that you're allowed to shake off watermelon seeds, and you're allowed to take them out. Because they're mamish like peels. But that we are machmer, that we don't do that. And same thing like the matbikot,
or even here it's even worse. You should, but the best way to deal with watermelon seeds is to eat the watermelon and spit out the seeds. If you are too much refined to do that, then you can, while you're eating, or right before you eat, you can take out the seed or shake it out. There is a heter for that. But it's better not to be samach on that. But not before the meal. Right? Mamish, at the time that you're putting it into your mouth, you can push off the seeds. But the best way to do is to eat it and spit out the seeds. The same thing goes with bones, fish bones, meat bones, right? If you have a bone that you can cut the meat away from the bone, that's the best thing to do. But if you have little bones in fish or whatever, or little chicken bones, very hard to cut the meat away from the bone, there the best thing to do is to eat and to spit out the bones afterwards. Now you can't do that, though, if you're feeding an old person who can't eat the bones and also can't spit them out, or a baby. So then you don't have to chew the stuff up, spit out the bones, and then give it over to the old man to eat, right, or the baby. There you can be somech on the heter that since these things are interspersed, they become like peels or whatever, and right before you eat, not before the meal, right before you're giving it to eat, you take out the bones. Okay, now, in order to avoid borer, one way of avoiding borer is if you have to take something of a fly in your soup, and you want to continue eating the soup, okay? You're not very refined, or what's it called? Or you're hungry. Right? If you're extremely not refined, what you do is you take the fly out with a little soup, suck the soup off the fly, and then you don't want to waste anything. But if you're a little bit not refined, you take a little soup together with the fly and throw it away. And that way, you're not separating the fly from soup. You're separating soup from soup, and some of the soup has a fly in it. That's okay. The other way, it doesn't work. You can't have, if you have soulless, you have something, you have, noodles in soup, and you don't like noodles. You can't take out some of the noodles and leave some, and that's not borer, that's borer. Even taking out some of the refuse is borer. But if you take out noodles plus soup, then basically what you're doing is separating soup from soup. And the soup that you're separating happens to have noodles in it. That's okay. Same thing with fat. If you cut off, it has to be a portion that you could by itself eat, or it's something chashuv. You can't cut, if you want to have fat on meat, you can't cut away the fat, just like this. But if you cut away a thin strip of meat with the fat, then you're not separating fat from meat, you're separating meat from meat. And this piece of meat happens to have fat on it. That's okay. But the meat that you separate has to be that if you would just have that strip of meat, it would be handleable. It can't be so thin that it's negligible.
It's the same thing with fish.
What?
It's the same thing with fish. You take a fair amount of fish together with the bone.
Yeah, you could do that too, but then you won't have any fish. It's all of them. Okay, what else? Okay, since it's the same thing if you have feathers or something on your clothing. So even though normally a feather would be mukta, but since it's bottled to the clothing, it doesn't have a shame mukta, you're allowed to take it off. Same thing over here. Since it's bottled to the food, it didn't have a shein mukta on it, so you can take it out of the food.
Stem on an apple
is connected to the apple, which makes it mu'uruf, right? Even though normally you would say, well, it's separate, but we said that what makes it a mixture is sometimes being connected. So if it's connected, could be that it's a problem. Therefore, it's better not to pull the stem off, but to eat the apple around the stem. Some say that since it's so, obvious, that's a separate thing. It's not called mu'urav, you can take the stem off also, but it's good to be machmer. Things that are for sure mu'urav are like spots on an orange peel, connected to the thing, and it's hard to take off or whatever there, so it would be borer to take it off. So there, either you have to cut
you know, when the orange peel, you can peel the orange, but you can't take these things off the peel separately.
Is that
considered
the bottom of the apple also?
That's even worse. That's more mixed in. It's still inside. Okay, on Yontif, you're allowed to be boder. Boder is not a malach on Yontif. But on Yontif, you have to do the easiest way. If taking the good from the bad is easier, then you take the good from the bad. If taking the bad from the good, then you take... There's more good than bad, then take the one that necessitates less effort. However, you can't be boder a lot at a time. That normally would be done for more than one day. So you can be boder what you need on Yontif. That's a halacha. There is a sheet of the Taz that boder is the same thing on Yontif as on Shabbos. And if a person could be machmer on Yontif and be boder only like he is on Shabbos, only with those same heterim as on Shabbos, matovu manoi. But really, Nikar Adin, boder is mutter on Yontif. Okay.